This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Over the next week or so, I want to explore with you one of the most important questions people ask. Where, if anywhere, can you find spiritual clarity in a world full of religious claims? Yesterday, I started with a very simple observation. People everywhere seem to have a hunch there's more to life than meets the eye. It's as if we're wired for spiritual things. Well, something very similar to this was said almost 2,000 years ago in a very famous speech by the Apostle Paul. Remember, Paul was a one-time persecutor of Christianity, but after he had had a personal encounter with Jesus himself, he was a changed man. He in fact became one of the greatest promoters of Christianity ever. Anyway, let me quote his words recorded for us in the New Testament in Acts chapter 17. He's speaking in ancient Athens on the topic of our hunches about God. Here's the passage. "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription: To an unknown God. Now what you worship as something unknown, I'm going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it gives all men life and breath and everything else. And he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us." This statement was made not in a church or in a theological textbook, but in one of the cultural and intellectual nerve centres of the ancient pagan world, the great city of Athens. To be more precise, the statement was part of a larger speech the Apostle Paul delivered in about AD 50 to the Areopagus. The Areopagus was an elite intellectual council of statesmen and women which convened on Mars Hill overlooking the old city. The purpose of this particular meeting was to assess the value, or otherwise, of the bizarre recent news about a Jewish teacher in Palestine who had reportedly been raised to life after crucifixion and who, as a consequence, had sparked a whole new religious movement. Paul was one of Christianity's chief spokespersons, and so, in the interest of tolerance, the Areopagus granted him the opportunity to explain the significance of this strange new teaching. Paul relished the opportunity. I would have been scared out of my wits, I reckon. And so he left us with one of the ancient world's truly great speeches. I'd urge you to read the whole thing for yourself, actually. It can be found in Acts chapter 17 of the New Testament. And over the next few nights, I'm going to refer to the speech quite a few times, because although Paul spoke these words 2 millennia ago, what he said is as relevant today in our multicultural 21st century context as it was back then in the equally multicultural city of ancient Athens. Tonight, though, I'm just interested in Paul's cultural claim in the passage just read. Not only were the Athenians very religious, but God, according to Paul, has in fact arranged the times and places of human societies with the express intention that they should, as Paul says, seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. The human family, in other words, is designed for connection with the divine. Now, Paul said this as someone who'd never travelled outside of the Mediterranean. His personal experience of cultures was probably limited to Egyptian, Palestinian, Turkish, Greek, Italian, and perhaps Spanish societies. But all these years later, as we gaze down the immense corridor of centuries of historical research, Paul's words appear truer today than ever before. Every single society about which anthropologists and historians know anything significant has made spirituality a key part of their cultural life. Australian Aborigines, New Zealand Maoris, Native Americans, pre-Anglo-Celts, marauding Goths, nomadic Mongols, and even Chardonnay yuppies, every one of them has been or is conspicuously spiritual. It's worth reflecting on this for a moment. Talk of God is, in the truest meaning of the phrase, common sense. like the human fascination with art and music, or our desire for social organization and personal intimacy, the question of God is one of the few universally shared premises of humanity throughout time. It is common sense. Of course, the proposition God exists is not provable in the mathematical sense, nor can it be tested by science. Like love, art, and the human mind itself, the truth of God is beyond the reach of scientific testing. It's a macro truth, which throughout most of human history has made a lot of sense to most people. Of course, a small minority of people, about 5% in Australia, still argue for the atheist position. They say that the beautiful complexities of our universe and the mystery of human intelligence are just the result of accidental forces. But this explanation strikes most men and women, whether rich or poor, ancient or modern, educated or otherwise, as highly unlikely and deeply unsatisfying. Most people follow the logic of the writer of Psalm 19 from the Bible, who wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." Even those few societies that tried to hail the death of God have ended up with a much bigger problem than they ever bargained for. Communist China, for instance, currently has one of the highest growth rates of Christianity anywhere in the world. Most intriguing to me, as someone who has tried to get his head around other religions, is the fact that Buddhism started out with a denial of God, only to reinstate him within 2 centuries. Let me explain. Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, urged his disciples to shun the worship of any god. He thought god worship was a distraction from true wisdom. And yet, within 200 years, Mahayana Buddhism parted company with classical Buddhism by reintroducing the idea of divine beings worthy of worship. The great majority of Buddhists today pray and worship in a way never envisaged by the very first Buddhists. In other words, the world's only potentially atheistic religion very quickly returned to the search for God. Paul was spot on when he said in Acts 17 that God arranged things so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. To ignore this God question then, or to relegate it to the level of the obscure, is to stand outside the mainstream of human thought. It is to deny something fundamental to our existence in this world. And so, if you're listening to this as someone who doesn't yet have a clear faith, can I say, please pursue your hunch. Don't ignore God, but reach out to him, because according to the Bible, he's already reaching out to you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.